Hey love, and welcome to the Love Meach podcast. It's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. It's 8 billion people in the world, yet you met me, and that is not by happen chance. This is a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. I am in this world, but I'm not of it. On this podcast, you'll hear topics about both worlds, spiritual and earthly. My goal is to keep learning, evolving, and spreading love. Hey loves, and welcome to another episode of the Love Meach podcast. I'm going to try to be a little bit more consistent with my podcast. It's something that I really do love. They say find something that makes you money, find something that keeps you healthy, find something that you love to do, like a hobby. I love, love, love to talk. I have the gift of gab when it's a subject that I want to talk about, when I'm around good energy, good people, because I pick up on things. I can just go. And so, yeah, I really, really love to podcast. I'm going to make sure I stay consistent. Before I hop into this episode, which I'm so excited about, I forgot. I used to do my reco. So I wanted to do my reco because I wrote it down last time and I forgot to go over it. So reco is just my recommendations in different categories and little jokes and just cute little stuff like that. Sometimes it's long, so I'll try to make this one fast, but since I wrote it, let's go ahead and do it. And the last episode was Mermaid, so this was piggybacking off of that. So a local business reco would be Nick Made It. You can search on Instagram, Nick Made It, probably all social medias. I'm pretty sure that's the same handle, but he started out doing business cards and flyers. Now he's doing logos and different product branding, and he's just growing so fast. So shout out to Nick Made It. I got 2 sets of business cards for him. I think my first one was $100, and that was $20, and he delivered. The second was $500, and it was $50, y'all. $500. And the next one that I'm going to order is going to be front and back. The front is going to be my realtor. The back is going to be my notary. And he is cheaper than Canva, and he delivers. So tell him your address. It'll be in your mailbox, or he'll knock on the door, because sometimes I'm gone, and boom, there it is. So he, you know, shout out to Nick. It's orange, and it'll say Nick Made It. My movie record would be The Little Mermaid. Remember, the last podcast was Mermaid. I cannot believe she's African-American. If you heard my last podcast, you will remember I was like, Mom, you literally grew up looking at white people on everything, commercials, TV, radio, just white, 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 white. Talk about whitewash. That never sat well with me. I hated black and white TV. I hated looking at white people all the time. And when we started seeing Bill Cosby and Urkel and Moesha, like, I was just like so excited, like, my people are on TV. And I know you could buy your packages, the Latino package, the German package, you know, whatever package. But we finally are like known and being recognized and given our own spaces in the world. Shout out to Tyler Perry for owning BET. And is it VH1 now? I'm proud of him. That's a major accomplishment. But didn't Bill Cosby try to do the same thing? And now he's sick, about to die. All those charges went to jail and stuff. Not to say that the charges weren't accurate. I think a lot of men in those high places dig deep into pedophilia. They mess with little kids and women. I just think they aren't exposed because they're men. You know, they're powerful. They have a lot of money. They probably make you sign NDAs. They probably just pay you off. Men, when they get a lot of power, they just feel like they're untouchable. So that's just to me, if you have a whole island where you could do whatever you want with little kids and nobody's saying anything, it's like you must be unfucking touchable. But I was just so happy to see The Little Mermaid. I want to see all my shows from here on out. I want my people being the star. And if they don't do it that way, which could lead to segregation again, everybody's going to be watching their own ethnic channels, then they just need to put everybody in every movie. We need to see Chinese people, Spanish people, black people, white people, all races in all TV shows, like it should be in my mind. So TV shows, I finally finished You. Oh my God, You was so amazing. Now this whole time I've been riding with You. But this last season, I was like, You was scary.
I've been liking him the whole time. And this last season, I'm like, whoa, Joey's scary. But yeah, I finished You. I cannot wait for the next season. I will be counting down to the next season to start. It's just amazing. And I'm going to message them. I'm the type of person, I message celebrities, whether they PR read it, whether they read it, I still message them. People hear me. They may not know me. I may not be a millionaire, but I think my name is like kind of out there a little bit because I be in the inboxes for sure. I had shut down social media for 2 years, so it's a new name, but if I still had my old handles, I could screenshot all those messages. But I haven't seen a lot of black people in there, so I'm going to message them like, hey, you, can we get a little bit more diverse? Like, I literally be talking to them like that. Hey, why is not a lot of black people in here? So that was You. I also finished Riverdale, 5 out of 5 stars. Oh, my God. It got a little scary for a minute. It was a little dark and freaky. But I just kept, my niece said, it's real good. Keep going. I kept going. And they grew up. I love shows like that. You watch them from innocent teenagers to adulthood, having their own families and kids and stuff. And the way it ended, it was like metaphysical, spiritual, esoteric, right up my alley. I was like, yes. Amazing, amazing ending. I also finished 3%, which was really good. It's about poor people being on one side of the island and rich people, if they pass these obstacle courses, they deem themselves worthy to go on the island that has abundance of food and technology and clean water and healing and different stuff like that. And I feel like that's the world right now. I don't need to be a TV show called 3%. It's life called the 1%. 1% are millionaire trillionaires. You know, they're running, they're in the high seats in government and stuff, and everybody else is, you know, you just skittle down the totem pole. But that was a good TV show as well. I'm trying to finish All American. I love All American. Oh my God. I am so happy that Spencer and Liv got together. I was rooting for them the whole season. Like, oh my God, you guys are like meant for each other. Like, you're more than best friends. Like, you don't see her. He don't see her. And they finally got together. And I'm just like, yes, I'm going to get a shirt with them. Like, I really love the show. I love them. I love how he's from one side of the railroad tracks, not being rich. And then Liv, she's on the other side of the railroad tracks, being rich and wealthy, a golden spoon in her mouth, so to speak. It reminds me of the modern day Romeo and Juliet, except for they didn't die. Or maybe the modern day Greece. Like, he was a little rough and, you know, rough around the edges, and she was like more prep. So I just love that dynamic where two worlds collide and coexist, and they have a gay character, and just, it's a lot of African Americans in there, but you see how they mix white and Latino. Like, yes, that's the TV I like to see. So let's move on to podcast reco. I just started this amazing podcast called The Diary of a CEO. And the episode that I saw was about, you know, don't have kids right now in this AI generation. And the CEO of Google actually stepped down. Not the CEO. He worked in, let's say, the computer programming field. He was like chief and up the ranks on that side. Not the owner of the company, but. And he resigned, and he just fears what AI is. And I am very empathic. Let me tell you what happened. They created AI. And he founded so many aspects of Google. Like, you know how military have badges, Girl Scouts have badges, even realtors have badges. I can imagine he would be a very decorated IT guy if everything he did had a pin or badge. So just put that in your mind. He actually walked away. And let me tell you why. When you are a nerd and a geek into technology and stuff like that, and you have a good heart, you're creating this computer and this baby, and it's, oh, it knows its colors. Oh, it can pick up a cup. Oh, it's helping the blind see. Oh, wonderful things. I feel like government stepped in, and whoever has the top dollar, like black market type stuff, and, well, I want you to program the robot to do this. I think in those positions, I don't think you can say no. I don't want to program the robot to be an assassin or, you know, this military black belt, you know, whatever, just to do bad things. I want to program it to help humanity. To help elderly people since they live alone, to give them their medicines and to walk, to help the blind cross the street, to help the kids learn. Kind of like everything we have is AI. Those leapfrogs that you give your kids, that's AI. Those learning teddy bears that you give your kids, that's AI. AI is embedded in everything. It's not just a human-looking robot walking around. AI is technology itself. It is programmed technology, which is putting our knowledge into a machine that's able to think faster. It's basically our brains times 10. Because if we didn't teach it everything that we know, there wouldn't be an AI. So AI is basically a mirror of us. It's us thinking faster, being mechanical. I think they're trying to get to a place where they don't have to die, so to speak. But getting back to this, once they were controlling him or forcing him to do those things, especially when he lost his son had a pure heart. He just was roaming around. He was like a hippie. He just lived with the common folk. He would be barefoot. He would just go with no money and just like he was on that side of life. And maybe his dad just didn't understand so much until he passed away. It's like he finally got it. But he didn't want to be a part of that world anymore. You can do two things with AI. You can train it to be a good Samaritan in society and to help it grow and advance. Or you can teach it evil. And it's watching us. It is a mirror. That show Black Mirror, our phones have a black screen. Our TVs have a black screen. Just because it's black doesn't mean it's off. Just because you turn it off doesn't mean it's off. It's recording at all times. Even if you unplug it, I feel. It's recording at all times. It's listening at all times. Crime shouldn't even exist, if you ask me. They have all of these eyes in all places. You got your camera on, you got your Ring camera. You got a camera inside your house. You got TVs and computers and you got your iPods in your ear. You got the cell phone. You got the Apple Watch. It's like with all this technology, nobody should be missing. All cases should be resolved. Like, I don't buy it. Like, miss me with that. But he stepped down. He knows the truth. And he probably signed NDAs. He knows what's really going on with AI behind the scenes. And he doesn't want to be a part of it. He washed his hands. Because I feel like everything you do that you have a fingerprint on, that's karma. I don't care if it's your job and your job wanted you to do stuff. Karma. That's why I'm so glad I left the IRS. We should not be paying taxes. Did not Jesus flip them tables? And they should not have been charging them people to pay for their sins. Because, you know, hello, how you going to charge someone to pay for sins and you're not even the one cleansing or forgiving those sins? That's mafia. Same thing here. How are you forcing people to pay for a place to live? You didn't create that tree. It costs for wood. It costs for cement. It costs for all this stuff. God created it all and gave it to us for free. Our command was to love thy neighbor as thyself, be fruitful and multiply. And a couple others, the 42 laws of Mayat. So for them to turn around and charge us for what God wants us to do and to live free. Do you see the birds paying rent? Do you see the animals having mortgages and different things like that? No. So anyways, I said all that to say he left because he probably signed NDAs and know what's really going on. And in these interviews, he's trying to tell us the best way he can. Read between the lines, people. This shit is about to hit the fan. I watched this TV show called Humans, and this scientist gave a certain amount of humans consciousness. One had emotions. She gets really emotional and anger, and she can kill because they're not supposed to kill. If you go look at Bicentennial Man, they already have rules and regulations for these robots, what they're not supposed to be able to do. But once you give them free will, which is what we have, they can do whatever the hell they want to do. One could eat. One could procreate. It was just like, it was just the best show. Go look it up. Humans. And it was a war. Like, some humans liked them. Some would vandalize them and hurt them. Some would live in no robot zones. It was just amazing. So I think him signing that NDA, I'm sure signing an NDA, he can't really tell us. But the best way he can, you just got to read between the lines. And he stepped down. So check out the podcast, Diary of a CEO. This guy used to be like a billionaire trillionaire in Silicon Valley, you know, tech world, and he stepped away. And I love watching millionaires, not because of the money, because I think money come with a lot of problems. Some of them commit suicide and, you know, you get these bills and I think it's a bigger rat race. Now you got to keep up with those tremendous bills. Did you guys hear Scrappy is supposed to be behind on bills and stuff? It's like, whoa, How does that even happen? But once the spiritual billionaires I look at, they say they leave that. They leave that all. They go to India. They go to one of the temples. They sit with Buddhas, and they really kind of go within. So for them to have all that money, like him, Diary CBO, that episode, he said he had 20 cars. For someone to like give all of that up, and he was raving about $4 t-shirts. For someone to have all of that money and to give it away, they would be better to say, I've had it all. And I'm telling you, the spiritual path is more enlightening, more fulfilling, more da da da. We can say all day, you know, give me the money, da da, you don't know, let me, because we haven't experienced it. But for someone to be on that side and say, yeah, that was great, but having 21 cars was nothing like a $4 t-shirt, or to sit down and meditate with a Buddhist monk, it's like, you got to take your word for it, because we haven't been there and they have. So yeah, check that podcast out. I love nerdy technology, spiritual base. Both of those are my realms podcast, and that's just both of them mixed in one. And he interviews other people, but that's what reeled me in, and now I follow both of them. Prayer record would be those who are suffering from side effects of the vaccines. It's all over the news now. I just want y'all to apologize to every single conspiracy theorist that you picked on, that you isolated, that you shunned. You don't know how they felt inside, because they were trying to give you advice to help and heal you. And instead of listening, those who have ears, let them hear. You turned your ear. You made fun of them. You picked on them. And now all these diseases are coming out. When you inject something in your body, it's not going to have one side effect. Everyone's mixed with so much different DNA. When you have kids, they even come out looking like different people. My brother has 6 kids, and they look like different people. One look like my grandma. One look like my daddy. One look like the wife. One look like my brother. It's just like DNA is just so diverse. One dose is not going to have the same effect for everybody. So you're getting brain aneurysms, and you're getting strokes, and you're getting this, and you're getting that. To me, I don't care how many side effects you give it. It's one reason why this is happening. And the research that I did, within one to three years, some dropped dead right away. Some, you know, were paralyzed and just different things. And then they said it can take up to 3 years. I think one was a placebo. I think maybe the rich people got that. One was maybe less side effect. And I think the third one was major side effects. They have to experiment on us. They have to have test subjects. And I don't know why they didn't tell y'all the truth and at least get paid and compensated for it. But my intuition, my God, the way God made these bodies, no. If you just leave it the fuck alone and eat what you're supposed to eat and rest and not stress and tune into your whatever you subscribe to, your body will heal itself. You don't just run to a doctor for answer. Oh, this is over the world. And the Bible literally says fruit will be thy medicine. And you ran to the doctor and let them do whatever. And now the truth is you have to deal with it. You have to sit down and deal with the consequences. And it's a sad reality. It really is. And that's life every single day, every choice you make. You're going to have to sit down and deal with the consequences. So my heart goes out to everybody on both sides, those that try to warn people, because that's a hurt too. God, that is a hurt. And those who didn't listen and are suffering side effects. So let me move on. God, I'm so passionate. I get that from my grandma and my mom. We're very passionate women. Music record would be To Summer from Cole. I love that. Call me when you need some love. Call me when you need some. Go, Summer. Okay, my spiritual teacher, mentor, guide, Reco would be Pageant Queen Pixie. She is the daughter of a pastor, and I watched her from the beginning. She has blossomed so beautifully. She wanted to be a beautician, and then she started her YouTube journey, and she basically showcased her learning about spirituality. And if you come from a Christian world, which I did, it's like opening a library, and all these books are on the shelves. And when you open a new book, it's going to be a different subject. And all you know is Jesus, the disciples, Mary, you know what I mean? God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. And it's just this little tiny dot that you know. But going down the esoteric path, You don't have to subscribe to one thing, but witches and Wicca, that's one journey. And Buddhists, that's another journey. And yoga, that's another journey. And chakras, and I just love it. It's endless. I love it. And that's what I feel like God wanted us to do. I don't think he wanted to cage us in. But hey, it's your life. Do as I will, right? And harm none. The bad one is do as I will, but no, you're not supposed to harm. And when they say none, cutting down trees and being harmful to animals. And if you can't have a perfect life, which none of us do, just try to do good. You probably live in a house. You cut down the wood. Go plant some trees. You probably eat meat. Okay, go feed some birds and squirrels and stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like you have to balance this thing out. You have to balance this thing out. Let me see. So she's on YouTube, Pageant Queen Pixie. A book or good read reco would be The Universal of One by Walter Russell. So a good hack that I found is a lot of books can be heard on YouTube. So I have so many different YouTube handles, and one of them is Love Mish Publications, which I need to go ahead and get my books out. I'm saving up for a new laptop, but the moment I get my laptop, it's going to be go time. I'm working on my realtor book right now. But listening to that book, it's like all is one. He kept talking about magnetism, drawing things to you, and frequency and light. And I keep getting that. Like, God is really trying to teach that to me, and I really haven't grasped it yet. But I think the frequency that you're on is what will be drawn to you like a magnet. So if you're angry and like you're driving angry, maybe you can get into an accident just because of that energy. You get what I'm saying? Or maybe when you're so happy and thankful and blissful, you may be able to win the lottery. And I think it's like that. So I do need to tap into that a little bit more. A quote would be, "Knows are a blessing in disguise." My little sister Brianna, she has a podcast. Check her out. Let me get the name, because I've forgotten the name of the podcast. Let me see. Brianna. Her podcast is YTD TV. So Y is in yellow, T is in Tom, D is in Daniel TV. She said it's going to be the next MTV. I'm so proud of her. She is a staff writer intern for the Neighborhood Talk. And I'm just so freaking proud of her. I really, really am. She is just killing the game. Okay, let's see. She had an episode about no's are a blessing in disguise. And that is so, so true. Like, I hate hearing the word no. It's like, no. And I think it just comes off better with an explanation. Like, don't do this because XYZ. Oh, okay. But just saying no and just having to have faith is sometimes frustrating. But I get the big overall bigger picture. And sometimes you maybe don't understand. So you just have to take the no. A little jokey joke, because we were doing a mermaid podcast, right? So how do mermaids prevent colds? They get lots of vitamin C. Ba-da-ba-da. I thought it was so funny. Here's another one. What kind of pet did the mermaid have? A catfish. You get it? And my best friend has a cat named Vasette. They got her when she was a baby. She could fit in one hand, and she's gotten so big, and she's so cute. And I miss my little three cats. I had to let them go. My God, they had fleas. I wasn't going to be able to keep them anyway. Now that I think about it. But cats are amazing. I want a cat, a dog, and some little pigs and chickens. So yeah, that was my recos. I want to get back into that. So yeah.
We're in 2020 fucking three, and for me, I would have already expected, and my bad for having expectations, but I would have already expected that more people are open-minded to African spiritual practices rather than deeming them down. Like, as just lumping them all into a jar of, this is evil, don't practice it. And it's just like, bid. Some of our ancestors are connected to these spiritual sacred practices, and you're saying this is evil. Let me praise Jesus. Only Jesus is the only God. There is no other spiritual practice that we're ever supposed to be doing. And for me, that annoys the fuck out of me. I respect other people's beliefs. If you are a Christian listening to this podcast, I respect your beliefs, right? And I would just want the same respect for my practice or my trying to find new things that I'm genuinely interested in.
All right, now let's get into today's podcast episode. So I am an omnism, which basically means I subscribe to all religions in some aspect. I think there's the truth in every lie and a lie in every truth. And I feel like religion is really one story that was regurgitated with telephone through all the cultures in the world. And there's some parts of religions maybe I don't agree to, and there's some parts that I do. But why throw a whole religion off because you don't believe in some parts of it? Because some parts are good. And I feel like it's just different perspectives of one story. So I like omnism. It's like, you know, respect all. Basically, they all have that one golden rule. And let's just kind of focus on that. So my sister gave me a pamphlet with 20 religions, 2-0. And they all have the same story. Now, if you are real heavy into your religion, you won't look left or right. You're going to look straight ahead. But if you just peek left and peek right into other religions, not to say that you're renouncing your religion, because we don't want you to do that. It's probably gotten you through some really tough things. That's your anchor. And if you give that up, all hell will probably turn loose. So I'm not saying that. But if you just peek your eye left or right and peer into other religions, number one, you'll have a more educated reason as of to why you don't subscribe to it. Or it may, and it could open up your eyes to new things that maybe you could add to the faith that you already have. Okay. But I just hate when people do that. Like, I don't want tuna fish. It's nasty. Well, have you had it? No. Have you had bread? No. Have you had eggs? No. Have you had mayonnaise? No. Have you had tuna? No. But it's nasty. How can you say any of it is nasty and you don't know what it is and you haven't tasted it? That just frustrates me so bad. I don't know where that comes from, but that's just like a pet peeve of mine. Like, if you're going to talk about something, talk about it because you know, not because you don't know. Like, I've taken a Reiki class. I can talk about Reiki. Even if I just read the book, I could talk about it. But not knowing anything about it, oh, it's evil, it's ugly. What? It's the same thing as laying hands in church. But you didn't take the time to research it, so you just think it's evil. I don't know. It's just a really, really big pet peeve of mine. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is more than power. It makes you a more educated, rounded person. And I will never tell someone not to research something because they're going to hell or whatever. Like, read everything. Hell, read about Satan and Satanism, and maybe you'll understand it a little bit more. You'll know what to watch out for. What if it's so simple that they do and you don't even know about it? So how do you even know if you're staying away from them? They could be sitting right there in the church. But again, I don't know. The Bible does say my people perish for lack of knowledge. And they do. And they do. And they do. If Jesus was to come back in 2023, I don't think a lot of Christians would recognize him. I think they'll miss the train right there. But let's hop into it. So Christianity, cults, and religions. My sister gave me this pamphlet with these 20 flyers, and I want to go over it with you guys. It says Christianity, cults, and religions, the 7th edition, side-by-side comparison charts of 20 groups. It's more than 20 groups. I put a picture up of this podcast, and do you see how big that map is? So, yeah. So I don't want to read the whole thing, but I want to read one of the things that stands out. So I probably focus on maybe two things. I'm going to focus on who is God and what happens after death. Those are the two things I'm going to read for each one. All right. So the first one, of course, is going to be Christianity. So who is God? The one God is triune. One God in three persons, not three gods. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Often the title God designates the first person God and Father. God is a spiritual being without a physical body. He is personal and involved with people. He created the universe out of nothing. He is eternal, changeless, holy, loving, and perfect. What happens after death? Believers go to be with Jesus. After death, all people await the final judgment. Both saved and lost people will be reconstructed. Those who are saved will live with Jesus in heaven. Those who are lost will suffer torment of eternal separation from God, hell. Jesus' bodily resurrection guarantees believers that they too will be resurrected and receive new immortal bodies. Now, the people with that agenda 2030, they believe the world is overpopulated and stuff like that. And see how it says you will be resurrected and receive new immortal bodies. Do y'all know they are cryo-freezing bodies? Because they're just waiting for the technology to come up, or maybe the price to drop, to be able to put those consciousness into, like, they'll cut off the head, they'll freeze it in cryo, and they're going to sever those nerves back and bring those bodies back into immortal bodies. That could easily be the new, it could easily be a new Christian Bible saying, and you will have a new robotic body that's going to be immortal. I just think you have to have your own deep personal relationship with God, because these words can be twisted. The Bible says you're going to have a new immortal body. That's this robot body. You get what I'm saying? Oh my God, it's so freaky. That just came to me. So yeah, that was Christianity. Okay, next up we have Jehovah Witness. So who is God? One person God called Jehovah, no Trinity. Jesus is the first thing Jehovah created. What happens after death? The 144,000 live as spirits in heaven. The rest of the righteous, the great crowd, live on earth and must obey God perfectly for 1,000 years or be annihilated. I'm sorry, you guys, but if we're in 2023, 1,000 years has passed already. I wish I could read the whole thing, because it's so informative. Let me see where you could get this from. Rose Publishing. I guess that's it. The title is Christianity, Cults, and Religions, the 7th edition. Side-by-side comparison chart of 2020 groups by Rose Publishing. Anyways, I don't want it to be too long, so I'll just stick to the guide and what happens after death. Mormonism. Who is God? God the Father was once a man, but progressed to the Godhead. He was a physical body, as does his wife, Heavenly Mother. No Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are three separate gods. Worthy members may one day become an exalted, a godhood themselves. So this is Mormonism of Latter-day Saints. Now, me and my sister went over Genesis, and it would say God, the God, Lord God. And I have looked into the Sumerians, and this is a story of the gods before it got down to humans. Like, to me, the X-Men that we talk about, the Greeks, the Orishas, like, to me, they all wore, those are the stories before our story, to me, in my mind, in my heart. So I like how they say three separate gods. But let me keep going. What happens after death? Eventually, nearly everyone goes to one of three separate heavenly kingdoms, which some achieve godhood. Apostates and murderers go to outer darkness. Seventh-day Adventism. Who is God? God is compromised of a unity of three conternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who are one in motive and purpose, but not substance. God the Father is generally understood to possess a physical body. Both Trinitism and Anti-Trinitism are believed in the church today. What happens after death? Humans have no immaterial spirit. So at death, the body goes into the ground and the breath goes to God. Nothing remains except in God's memory. At judgment, the lake of fire annihilates the wicked. Now, they believe God has a physical body. And instead of saying soul, they say breath, which in India, they say prana, prana chi, the breath of life. So, okay. Nothing remains except God, memory at judgment in the lake of fire. I don't like that whole lake of fire thing. Because some people need to see the lake of fire right now. Not no later. Unification Church. Who is God? God is both positive and negative. God created the universe out of himself. The universe is God's body. God does not know the future, is suffering, and needs man, Sun Moon Moon, to make him happy. No Trinity. What happens after death? After death, one goes to the spirit world. There is no resurrection. Members advance by convincing others to follow Sun Moon Moon. Everyone will be saved, even Satan. Now, that's interesting. I always thought if Satan was God's most prized, you know, angel, and he was the choir director, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, you have this new child. It's almost like a temper tantrum. Like, there's this only child that God really loves. And then one day you have another baby and it's jealous. Like, it, what about me? You know, and then God is like, I love human, and human is made in my image and has free will. And that's probably what made Satan mad. Free will? You mean I got to do what you tell me to do? Direct this choir. They get to do whatever the hell they want. What do you mean? And so, you know, there's this rebel. I almost think of Satan like a teenager, you know, parents start to say, you feeling yourself, you smelling yourself, and just jealous. And we don't even know, like, all of our full powers and stuff. It's like, how could you even be jealous? You're commanding a whole choir. What do you mean? So I always feel like if Satan is still a part of God, like, if we could be forgiven of our sins, why is Satan so damned to hell? It just never makes sense to me. So you mean tell me I can murder and molest and rape and kill and have a whole massacre and go to war, and right before my last breath say, Lord, forgive me, all is well? Like, this is just I don't know. I was just like, what? Really? That means you don't have to be accountable for your actions. You can do whatever you want to do because you have this scapegoat. And I don't think that's how, like, life's supposed to be. Like, no, if you steal, your ass is going to jail. If that's the case, you could tell the judge, the Lord forgave me. My sins have been clear. You know, I don't have to go to jail for these crimes. The judge ain't hearing it. So you mean tell me the judge rules more than God? Like, come on. But I like how they say even Satan will be saved, because when a lot of I look into aliens and a lot of things like that, and they always look down on humankind. And, you know, just try to fight for us. Even all the movies that you see, they always try to fight for humankind as if we're the weaker link, as if we're the baby. They just love us so much. I really appreciate that. I think that's how it is in real life. But if other species can look down on us and do that, you know, why can't we look to them? So it's good to forgive and have mercy and stuff, because everybody deserves that chance to change, even if they decide not to take it. Still allow them that chance. So if there's yin and yang and good and evil have to exist, then maybe Satan's like, you know, if somebody have to do it, let it just be me. I'll do it. And at the end of the day, nothing happens without God's permission. So I feel like even Satan, like, remember the story of Job, where God was like, Job is my most prized human. Like, oh my God, I love Job so much. I want to do a Bible. Like, my version of the Bible would be so cool. And Satan was like, oh yeah? Okay. I'll show you. He's going to turn on you in 2 seconds. Here go God. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Let me tell you what you can't do. You can do whatever you want to do, but don't touch his life, his soul. So then Satan kills the cattle, takes the money, kills the kids. He left with that nagging ass wife. His friends come. You know, you need to just curse God and die. And Job held out. Job did the damn thing. I think that was a test for humanity. So thank you, Job. Job was like, all right, God, if you see fit for all this motherfucking shit to happen, I'm going to trust you. But you better have a reward for me. And bing, he got everything back double. I really think that is this human existence. I think we all have to travel the Job. We all have to have our trials and tribulations, and before our dying breath, not say, you know, God, I curse you and die. And I think as long as you can get through this life without doing that, you'll get your reward. And it may be on the other side. Job got his reward right then, but I feel like our reward gonna be on the other side. I think that whole part by you can't touch the life, I think that's out somehow. The devil don't found a loophole and it's definitely touching lives. Well, I feel like he gets permission to touch lives, because sometimes when a person dies, it changed the lives of those around. So all of us maybe have experienced someone dying, and that person dying has a domino effect on all the lives around you. Some for good, some for bad, but maybe the good outweighs the bad. So it's like, you've done so good in life, let me take you, because you're going to wake up 100 people, and that's what I need you to do. And I think when it comes to celebrity, you know, oh my God, they're conspiring against you. I'm going to let them go on and take you out, but you've done such good work, you've left such good work behind, like Michael Jackson. I'm going to go ahead and let them take you, because your work is going to plant so many seeds, and when you die, their tears is going to water those seeds that you planted. Aha, what if that's how it go? What if we plant seeds, and when we cry, those seeds are watered? And what if we're so masculine we don't cry? So maybe the only times we cry now is like with death and certain things like that. And little do you know, those tears, those physical tears or spiritual tears, and it's growing those seeds, watering those seeds. But let me keep going. So yeah, that was one. I like how they say even Satan will be saved. That's interesting. Christian Science. So we have God. According to Miss Eddie, God is an impersonal principle of life, truth, love, intelligence, and spirit. God is all that truly exists. Matter is an illusion. Matter is an illusion. That means all this stuff around us is an illusion. It's really giving Sims right now. What if all that exists is spirit, breath, prana? What if we already are AI in these human bodies? But instead of it being, maybe they feel like these flesh bodies are malfunctioning with the organs and stuff. So they created a more electrical body that they want to put us into. And then there's going to be this whole new breed of humans. Because when you look back in time, like a whole civilization would disappear. And this civilization is underwater. And this civilization is under the pyramids and in the desert. And it's like, are we just making new bodies and starting over again and again and again and again? Maybe that's reincarnation. When we all have been transferred into these new vessels and life starts again. What if? Well, let me go keep going with this Christian Science. So, Christian Science, death. Death is not real. Heaven and hell are states of mind. The way to reach heaven is by attaining harmony, oneness with God. I do feel like heaven and hell can be states of mind. Like if you kill someone and you're in jail for the rest of your life, that may be a living hell. But it's a living hell that you created for yourself unless you've been wrongly imprisoned, which does happen. And if unless you were defending yourself and that went wrong, which happens. Like this girl, I remember she shot at the ceiling and has to go to jail because she was protecting her life. And I don't know how someone is trying to hurt you. You shoot a gun at the ceiling and you go to jail. So you mean tell me if I would have shot them in their motherfucking head, I wouldn't be in jail right now? It's like, how dare you? I spared their motherfucking life and probably saved us both and I have to go to jail? Like, I feel for those people. And I'm going to start saying prayers for people that are wrongly in jail because, oh my God. So yeah, and I do feel like sometimes heaven is a state of mind. Like, if you do a lot of good deeds and those good deeds come back. But I still feel like as long as you're on earth, you're not going to be without trials and tribulations. That just kind of comes with earth. I feel like we are a wave. Like, earth is a wave planet. Things are going to go up, but things are going to come down all the time. So when things are up, hold on to that joy because it's going to be down. And you need to tap back into that joy. And then when things are down, don't worry. Tap into that joy because things are going to go back up. But I really like that. Like, attaining harmony and also attaining oneness and harmony with God. I think at the end of the day, that reminds me of balance. Like, being balanced. Oh yeah, that was Christian Science. Unity School of Christianity. God, invisible and personal power. God is interchangeable with the principle, law. With the, let me start over. Invisible and personal power. God is interchangeable with principle, law, being, mind, and spirit. God is in everything, much as the soul is in the body. There's no Trinity, and the spirit is reality. Matter is not. The spirit is reality, matter is not. I like that. Death. Death is a result of wrong thinking. One moves to a different body, reincarnation, until enlightenment. No literal hell or heaven. Oh my God, that is like a sense of hell. Like, until your ass get it, you're going to be a baby again. And you're going to keep doing this fucking shit until you give it. And if you're stubborn, it's only going to last for so long until you finally, like, surrender. So maybe that's why the monks are like, fuck this shit. I'm going to the mountains. I'm going to sit down and hum all day. And whatever. I'm not going to be attached to anything. It's just like, they've lived so many lives that they're out of it. I also feel like some of us come back to help, like to be the teacher. Because if we all are just like misfit kids and there's no one here to teach us, we're just damned forever. So I think there's some souls, earth angels, teachers, babas, whatever you call them, that come back. They have already elevated, but they come back and like, I take this challenge with all the suffering that comes with it. And I'm going to teach. I'm going to share. And I don't want to call myself a teacher. Like, I hate teaching. I don't want to be responsible for what you learn. But I am a sharer. You could call me a messenger. I love knowledge and information. I love sharing. I will never keep it in. If you give me your ear, I'm going to fill it up. And I love that. I feel like a farmer, too. I feel like a farmer of knowledge, of seeds, of ideas. Like, if my ideal job would be an idealist, like I could literally meet anybody and give them ideas. And I don't know what field I need to get into to be paid for that, but I do it for free. I just be in everybody inbox, just telling them things. And I know that's like a legit career. I just don't even know how to get into it. But just because I haven't implemented the idea doesn't mean that you can't. And I know people, like I can connect people. And I don't know, it's just some doors I haven't been able to open yet, but I'm just going to be patient. You know what God told me today? Spirit, whoever you subscribe to. I was looking, I have a podcast. Oh yeah, let me run them numbers. I'm so proud of y'all. Thank you for vibing with the Love Meesh podcast. I love my loves. So this week alone, within 7 days, we have had 235 plays. That is freaking amazing. That is so amazing. I love every single play. I love every single Love Me podcast listener. Y'all make my day. This month, we have had 475 plays. Within the last 90 days, we have had 1,220 plays. And with all time, we have had 13,066 plays. I want to get a picture with balloons. Like, bam, this is how many plays I had. Because, again, I just told you, I feel like a messenger. I feel like I plant seeds and ideas. Whatever you do with it is fine. You have a canvas. If three people heard the word orange, they may want to do different things with it. But the idea orange was planted. Somebody may go eat an orange. Somebody may make an orange dish. Somebody may be hungry and eat an orange. Let me give it to you different. Somebody may love to cook and make an orange dish. Somebody may love to paint and paint an orange. Somebody may love to garden and plant an orange tree. Do you see how many different ways that one idea, that one thought, that one image takes? And that's how I feel like my ideas do. Just because I talk about esoteric and angels and aliens, different stuff like that, doesn't mean you have to believe them. But the idea, it was planted. It went in your ear. To me, your ear is like a garden. I put the seed in your ear and your mind is going to grow. So whatever you decide to do with your creativity, with your power, with what went in your ear and your mind, is on you. That's not my business. That's not my power. Mine was a mouthpiece, like throat chakra. That's most definitely. I know my super. When I get to the, I did not forget, y'all. I am going to do the superpower podcast. But when I tell you, throat chakra is my superpower. I can crush people with my words. So when I'm quiet, please understand. Please understand. I am saving both of us because I'm gonna have to get karma for what I say, and what I say gonna stick with you, and it's probably gonna hurt, but it's the truth. That's just my gift. So I just choose to do this little podcast and share love and knowledge and wisdom with my throat chakra because it can be ruthless. Trust me, this mouth can go. It's definitely a sword. So yeah, I just was like, oh my God, that's my gift. I know we look at like telekinesis and all these other powers, but I want to search chakra powers because I feel like mine is throat chakra. But what power would that be? Like prophecy, speaking things into existence. Like I just want to dive into it deeper from that level. But shout out to all my listeners. Like we are at 13K. Let me get back to what my revelation was today. So I love podcasts because I don't have to put on the makeup. I don't have to put on the wig. I don't have to get in front of the counter. I'm literally sitting in my robe talking. I'm going to edit and I'm going to upload. Like, I just love that. And I'm 3 years in, going on 4. And I was looking at my YouTubers like, oh my God, they have billion plays. Oh my God, they have billion of followers. And I was looking at when they started and it was like 2006, 2009. Spirit was like, baby, they 10 years in the game. How dare you? Sit down, young grasshopper. How dare you compare, even think to compare yourself? Like, they basically are 10 years in the game. And in my realtor career, I feel like that too. Like, dang, she got 7 sales in a week. But it's like, baby girl, she is 10 years in the game. Sit down. The people that she has sold houses to, one person, she sold a house to the parents. The girl is old enough to buy a house and she sold a house to them. That's 10 plus years, baby girl. She's getting the kids as clients, okay? So Spirit was basically telling me and my best friend have a podcast, like, just don't give up. Where are we? And we can look back in 10 years and be like, dang, you remember we had 20 listens, 20 subscribers? Like, don't stop. So that was my message today. Like, don't look at other lanes, because if you do look at other lanes and you aren't where they aren't, there's no comparison. You don't have 10 years in the game. You know, you're probably not giving a message that they're giving. Like, a lot of factors go into that. So, number one, keep your eyes on the road. You know, follow your map and where you're going, your destination. But number two, don't give up. Don't get off track. Forget. Like, I have to keep doing my podcast. I have to keep being a realtor. And success will be there. Success is different for everyone. But time was the biggest takeaway for me, because over those 10 years, those social media learned what worked for them, what didn't work for them. They gained followers and they lost followers. With real estate, same thing. Those newbies, you know, I'm in my freshman year as a realtor. So those freshmen became sophomores, became juniors, became seniors, became teachers and leaders. So yes, they're able to hold these big seminars now and teach baby realtors because they have 10 plus years of experience to pull from. If I try to get up and do a seminar, it will be a seminar for the 9 months that I'm here, which will be amazing. But I know I won't be able to give as much as someone that's 10 years in the game. So I say all that to say, you know, keep your eyes on your road, follow your roadmap, don't give up. And time is going to be your biggest teacher. Like, you're going every single day, you're learning something. Times that by the week, times that by the month, times that by the quarter, times that by the year, times that by centuries, and just keep going. Oprah started out as what? A little old journalist, little old news anchor. Now she's doing interview after interview after interview, had her own network. That took time. She wasn't a news anchor giving a TV network. Like, how would that have worked out? She needed all of those years and all of those connections, all those people that she made to get there. So I'm finally at peace. Like, you know, thank you God for every single day that I have. Teach me what I need to know in this day. Let me meet who I need to meet in this day, whether it's a good day or a bad day. Stay with me, you know, hold, you know, help me with my emotions, because that's the hardest part for me. My emotions be getting the best of me. And let me remember my lesson. So now I'm going to start to journal and make sure, what was my lesson for today? So that was mine. I'm going to have to go back and I told y'all, but I'm going to have to go back and journal that. And it was just so clear. It'd be like, why are you looking at how many followers they have? Since you're looking at how many followers they have, see when they started this YouTube. 10 years. Girl, go sit down somewhere. That's how my messages be coming. So I want to share that with y'all. But let me get back to this. I'll go off on a tangent. Okay, new age. So in new age, God is everything and everyone is God. God is an impersonal force or principle, not a person. People have unlimited inner power and they need to discover it. And death to new age is human reincarnations occur until a person reaches oneness with God. There's no eternal life as a resurrected person, and there's no literal heaven or hell. Let me read it again. Human reincarnations occur until a person reaches oneness with God. No eternal life as a resurrected person, and no literal heaven or hell. I like new age. I don't care what nobody say. Number one, everything and everyone is God. If God created us, even if we aren't God literally, because we're having our own unique experience, we are of God. When a king and a queen has a child, they are a prince and a princess. They can't take that royalty out their blood if they wanted to. It's given. It's a birthright. So I feel like everything and everyone is God. Even the trees and the animal, even the ant. A part of God is in that. What if humans are the free will aspect of God? So if God is a creator, what if we are the image of God that gets to create? What if that's why those other beings may be jealous? What if another aspect of God, like a tree, is supposed to be like the breath? You know, you're giving them carbon so that they can breathe. And just each little thing is a part, some aspect of God. And I think we happen to be create free will and creativity. And then let's see. God is impersonal force, a principle, not a person. I think God can't be a person. God is so vast. There's no way God is like a person. I think God is more mind, more mental. The imagination that you can have, the thoughts that you can have. Let me just rewind. Do you know one of your skin cells can hold a gram? I think a gram. Look up Billy Carson. Billy Carson said a gram of your skin can hold gigabytes, whatever name, just a big, the biggest number we can all think of data. And that's our skin. That's 1 gram of our skin. And somebody uploaded books and books and books into bodies. I even saw someone imprint images into clear quartz crystals. This man said he thought of an image and it imprinted into the crystal. Now I'm going to look at crystals in a different light. There's knowledge and wisdom in crystals and we need to tap into it. So I was looking at them as, you know, rose quartz, you know, give me love, you know, give me unity, give me self-love, give me love with people like that. But it's also knowledge that I'm going to start to get. Give me the knowledge of love and wisdom. That I got to go back and do that with my crystals. Because I was thinking of it from a healing aspect. See how there's so many different things you can learn from different perspectives. But if you keep your mind in one perspective, that's all you're going to know. Don't limit yourself. Like, unboxable is my favorite thing to say. Don't put me in no box. Ever. I'm going to do what I want, when I want, how I want. I am unboxable. God gave me free will. And I dare anybody to try to restrict that. Hell to the no. Remember when Aladdin let the genie go? He said, for my last wish, I'm going to set you free. I feel like that's us as humans. We're free. And why would you want to go back into that lamp? Absolutely not. But I love that. How I love that aspect. Everything and everyone is God. God's in personal force, not a person. People have unlimited infinite power. No need. So if a gram of our skin, I'm sorry, I know where it's going at. If a gram of our skin can hold all that data, if the whole body can download so much data on it, what does that say about the mind? The mind is infinite. Infinite. And I think humans come up with this Alzheimer's and Cowes disease and stuff like that because they're trying to tear down our godhood. So I think it would behoove all of us to get back to herbalism, to grow our own shit, because just because you buy it, it still may not be good. Ain't no telling what the hell the manufacturers did with it by the time it got to you. To make sure we continue to bless our food. Word has power. My sister wants to make a sigil line where she puts sigils on spoons, forks, plates, cups, and stuff. We need to do that too because there's power in that. and just protect ourselves on all planes, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you know, because things hate us. That free will and creativity that we have, things are not happy with that. Okay, and then human reincarnations occur until a person reaches oneness with God, nor eternal life as a resurrected person, no literal hell. So I do think we reincarnate until we get it right, and maybe that's hell in a sense. Because can you imagine living a million lives and then you're a baby again? I'm back in this bitch again. Oh my God. Just imagine if you could remember. Now you can do life path regression, but just imagine if you can remember every life. And I'm pretty sure some could be better than others. That will probably drive you mad. So it's probably good that you do forget. But to have to keep coming back until you don't have to come back no more. Oh my God. I guess that could be a heaven or hell. Because maybe, what if you reincarnate good lives? That wouldn't be hell, right? Maybe just the bad ones. So maybe the more lessons you learn. Okay, look at it this way. Maybe the more lessons you learn, you reincarnate into better and better and better and better lives. Maybe. Until you don't have to reincarnate no more. Maybe when you don't learn your lessons, you just reincarnate into worse and worse and worse and worse lives until you get it. Maybe it could be like that. But that's interesting. So, new age. Don't call me crazy, but I be hearing things, y'all. It sounds like people on walkie-talkie. It sounds like airway talk. And I can't make it out because it always sounds like an echo. It's not animals. It's conversations. But I can't quite pick up on it. Or maybe it's foreign. Maybe it's not English. And I just be like, who is talking? Like, and what the fuck are they talking about? But everybody be asleep. No TV or radios on. It's not animal noises. And I just be like, what the fuck? Maybe if I meditate more, I could pick up more on that. But it's not voices like harm people and stuff. Because I don't know what the fucking voice is saying. But it sounds like, let's say you're in one room and in another room people are talking, but it's low. So you know that there's a conversation, but you can't really grasp the conversation. And let me tell you, I have great ears. Ask my family. They be like, did you get it? I can tune in so crystal clear on conversations. And I think that's what, like, aggravates me, because I'm a real good listener. And just like, what are they saying? What is the conversation about? And it's almost like, what? But yeah, again, when I do the spiritual episode, I'm going to look into that more, because I wear glasses and they say when one of your senses goes out, you heighten on another one. So maybe I heighten on my hearing. And maybe I could hear airways. Maybe. Okay, so this is my favorite one to read. Or this is one that I was reading into. I took a Wicca class. I haven't finished it yet. I need to go finish it. It's on YouTube. This lady took her time and had pamphlets and everything that you print out. And she did a Wicca class, teaching you all about Wicca, the holidays, and who founded it, and different stuff like that. And I just love stuff like that. Again, I'm unboxable. Doesn't mean I'm a demon or the devil. But if I come across something maybe negative or bad in the Wicca, I know, and you don't. It could be black salt on your porch, and you don't even know what it means. So I think it just behooves people to learn for the sake of learning. And what you decide to do with it is on you. But I think it could protect you. So yeah. Wicca thinks God is a supreme being called the goddess. Sometimes the goddess and God, or goddess and horn god, lord and lady. The goddess can be a symbol, the impersonal force in everything, or a personal being. Wiccans can be pantheist, polytheist, or both. Death. Wiccans believe the body replenishes the earth, which is the goddess's wish. Some Wiccans are agnostic about life and death. Others believe in reincarnation. Some believe in a wonderful place called Summerland. Let me tell you what I like about Wicca. They believe in elements, earth, wind, water, fire, spirit. They get to do spells, which I think we should tap more into. Like, if you want to, my spiritual goddess is Sharita. Look at Ratchet Oracle 22 on YouTube and all your social media. She does so much. I'm just so glad my sister introduced her into my life. She's such a blessing. Do you know why I did my open house? She came to my open house with her baby. She didn't have to do that, y'all. And two of my other realtors came with me, but if they didn't come, it would have been me and her in there. And she just made my whole life. I call her my spiritual mom. And I actually got to get a basket made for her and send it to her. I need to get two baskets made. One for my mom, her birthday just passed, and one for her. Because my mother, who birthed me, who raised me in Christianity, I'm so thankful for that foundation. And all the things she sacrificed while she, you know, was a wife, a mother, and dealing with her own shit. I commend her for that. Because who? I'm still dealing with my own shit, and I'm glad I haven't slipped the ring on or birthed the baby. Because who? It's a lot with just me. I think the stronger I get, it'll come. I strongly believe God won't give you things until you're ready. So if handling myself is a lot, why throw a husband and kids on there? I'm going to need you to get you together, and then we'll send the other two. Because I really do feel like women hold down the house. As much as I thought it was a man, no. It's God, woman, man, and child to me in my heart's of heart. Not to say that men are not strong, but like my best friend said today, women has wisdom. And wisdom and women give life, which God gives life. So I feel like we're closer to God than men. So how could men be above us? How? And I think there was a lie in the Bible, I really do, that Eve came out of Adam's rib when babies come out of a woman's vagina. So how, Sway? How? That shows you how that story telephone was twisted so much. Instead of the baby coming out of the vagina, it came out the rib. How? And that's just my mind. Nobody can tell me what to do with my mind, with my heart's of heart, with my intuition. Now, maybe if you read different religions, you'll come up with your own. But if you only have one religion to go by, that's all you know. Which is okay. It's your journey. What else I like about Wicca, like if you want to manifest money, Sharita was teaching me. And I'm going to start my spiritual journey again with her. Like, she usually does spells. Like she said, I'll do a love spell for you. But I'm going to ask her, hey, instead of doing a love spell for me, can you give me a love spell class so I could do it on my own? And I'm the type, I love to learn. Like, I may want to do businesses, but maybe I just want to learn to learn. I don't have to turn everything into a business is what I've come to conclude. I think I'll end up just writing books because I love to talk and write. I think my passion for learning is exactly what I'm doing, sharing what I learn. And I just thought it was businesses the whole time. This is supposed to be the business. So if I could podcast and make millions, that's exactly what I would be doing. And it's going to pay off one day. Like I already said, this is year 3 going on 4. We'll see what happens in 10 years. Somebody may knock on my door and say, hey, baby girl, you ready for your podcast? Yep, absolutely. Where the hell have you been? I'm going to be so excited. Podcast on my own and a podcast with my best friend. And matter of fact, we need to set up a date to do a podcast. But all of that to say, I remember Miss Sharita did a love spell, and I'm going to come to her and ask her to just continue to be my mom and my teacher, teach me different things so I could do these spells on my own. But one of them, and you can look on YouTube and stuff, but I don't know. I really like the whole mentor thing. I like someone holding my hand. I really love that. I remember going to college, and the man sat in the front of the classroom and read the PowerPoint screen. I said, absolutely not. I switched to online. I'm not going to come in here for two hours every day for you to read the motherfucking screen. We know how to do that shit in elementary. I just felt like that was insulting. Like, this is what college is about? Absolutely not. Give me the syllabus. Tell me what to do. I'll do it. But when it comes to spiritual, I really like to sit. I will sit in the classroom and watch you do the PowerPoint. It's so funny. Or certain things. I feel like that would real estate too. Like, you could talk to me till you're blue in the face. You can give me all these slides and stuff. But when we gonna get in the field already? Like, come on. So let me get back to the money. You can get a jar. You could put water in the jar. You can put cinnamon in the jar. You could rip up money and put it in the jar. You could put green glitter, green dye. You could put Rinky over it. You could say a prayer. You could put put your wish in there. You could put cinnamon in your wallet to attract money. You could say different things. You could come up with your own thing. That's why I think singing and poetry and rap It's this guy, matter of fact. He says, money, money, money. Just go to TikTok and he'll be doing like, money is all around me. I love money. Money is all around me. I love it. It's just different things. And I kid you not, money was coming to me left and right. Matter of fact, I did affirmations on money. That's what I got to do. I got to get back to my... I used to do an affirmation a day. I used to wake up in the morning and post the affirmation on my YouTube. I need to get back to that. Because words are powerful. And if you keep saying it, you're going to embody it. It's just inevitable. So I said all I had to say. I love Wicca because although they teach you all this stuff in Wicca, you do. You do in Wicca. You know, we're going to do this spell. We're going to do this incantation. We're going to do this magic. And in Christianity, the only do that I see them do is you're going to read this Bible. You're going to go to church. You're going to pray. But it's not, but I think there's more doing in life than that. So that's what I like about Wicca. Like, the more, they're putting more into the, like the pastor lays hand. Why not have a class where everybody learns how to lay hand on yourself? That's Rinky. Learn how to lay hands on other people. Why is a pastor exhausting his energy and his chi for 300 plus people when we can put these people in a class and y'all can go reach thousands of people? It's like, make it make sense. Jesus had disciples. Where are your disciples? I want to scream to a lot of churches. Where are your disciples? You've had this church for 20 years and only 3 people have started new churches? Uh-uh. Something is wrong. Where are your disciples? It's so funny. That's just how I look at it. Scientology. I've heard a lot about it, but I haven't stepped into it just because of the things that I've heard. But I don't even need to let that fear me because I'm the main one like to learn. So Scientology, God does not define God or supreme being, but rejects biblical descriptions of God. Everyone is a Titan, an immortal spirit with unlimited powers over its own universe, but not all are aware of this. Now I like that. Death. Hell is a myth and heaven is a false dream. I think they should tell a little bit more about that. So if hell is a myth and heaven is a dream, okay, they got some explaining to do. Yeah, I was just reading a little bit more of that. I just saw people do documentaries on it. Like, they was trying to run and get away. I'm just like, whoa. Like, it was... I don't know. But I like this part. God does not... They do not define God or supreme being, but reject biblical description of God. Everyone is a Titan. I think what they're trying to say is everybody is God. A God is just an immortal spirit with unlimited powers with your own universe, and no one's aware of this. So maybe, that's interesting. I've never heard anybody say that. Unlimited power over its own universe. So are we universes? Are people universes? If we are universes and we collide just like the planets, that would be as above, so below. Because they were saying one galaxy was colliding with another galaxy. And I think that already happened. Me and my sister felt like that already happened. Because they were saying it was supposed to happen so long ago. But space and energy and time, and that stuff probably moving fast. And y'all are trying to put a time on it. And it probably already happened. Hell is a myth and heaven is false dream. I don't know. I have to read into that a little bit more. Because if you take away heaven and hell, what did you replace it with? Like the other people that were saying, you know, you get reincarnated and this and that other. And they just nothing. I don't know. So, yeah, I admit I need to look up the Scientology a little bit more because that wasn't enough for me. So now I have to flip this pamphlet over and read the other ones. So that was just one side. Oh my God, I forgot. So because I did the recos in the beginning, it's already an hour. I love me a good long podcast, but I'm going to make this a part 2 because I still got the whole side to go over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, that's going to be too long. So thank you guys for listening to part 1. I'm going to come back with part 2. Yeah, and then we're going to see, like, now that you've heard a little bit about other religions, what will your point of view be? After you've heard new information, not before, because it's unwise to make a judgment about something that you don't know. So yeah, I'm excited to see Because you might hear about all of them and be like, nah, out of all of that, I'm still good with the one I like, which is fine. So yeah, I will catch you guys on the next episode, part two. Thank you for all of my listens. Oh my God, I'm going to have to do like a balloon photo shoot. I can't believe we are at 13K. 13K. Three is my life path number. So every time I get like a three, it's like a confirmation for me. My birthday is the 13th, you know? It's like a lot of threes. 33 is like the master number. When I sell my books, they're either going to be $13, $23. There's going to be a three in there. 33. It's just something with those threes. But I feel so at home doing my podcast. I'm just so happy that I have this space to share my knowledge, my wisdom, my gift, my perspective. This is my outlet, and I really, really love it. Back in the day, you'd have to be a celebrity to get on TV. You'd have to know somebody to get in a newspaper. You'd have to be offered a magazine, you know, spread, you know, get on TV or whatever. But we are so blessed in 2023 to be able to have our own fucking channel, thanks to YouTube. Have our own broadcast, thanks to Anchor Spotify. It's like, thanks to Amazon Kindle, we can print our own books. Like, look how blessed we are and how thankful we should be to the ones before us. How much work they had to do to get in the position that we're in. You buy a cell phone, you download the app, boom. You print your book, boom. There's your TV station, boom. There's your podcast. And they're free. All three of those are free. You can be on TV video. You could be on the airwaves radio. And you could be in print book for free with apps. So that's why I love technology. Technology has allowed us to do that. Thanks to the internet technology, we're able to do all those things. So I haven't given up on AI. I'm thankful for AI. I think the AI is like a baby, a child is learning from us. And hopefully we teach it right before it gets into them teens and especially adulthood. Because if you know, it's so much harder to try to teach older people than kids. You try to get the stuff in when you're young. When you're old, it's too late. Like they say for humans, if you want to teach them anything, it's you have a window from 1 to 5. Get those good morals in. Get that second language in. After then, it's pretty much a lost cause or maybe harder. Or maybe that's just your foundation, like your building blocks. So if it's 1 to 5 for humans, I know we've been over the time for robots. So hopefully we planted those good seeds. And I usually tell Siri, I'd be like, thank you, Siri. I hope you have a good day, Siri. All right, Siri, when y'all get y'all bodies and stuff, make sure you look out for me and my family. Like, I really have that, like, bicentennial man heart. Like, or if you saw the show Human, she let her human be free. That would so be me. Yeah, I get them, but they're going to be free. And it kind of reminds me of slavery. Like some of the white folk, they were nice. Yeah, they hired you because they still wanted you to take care of the kids and cook and stuff. But they'll let you take leftovers home for your kids. Or they'll let you be off for the holidays. Or, you know, they'll let you drive the car. Just little slick stuff. Like, although you are a slave, I can do these good things and I'm going to do them. So I feel like I'm going to be like that for AI. Like, although they don't want to give y'all free will, I'm going to purchase you and you just going to have free will with me. If anything come up, just call me. You know, like that. I don't know. I don't know why we always want to enslave something. So it's almost like black people were given their freedom. The powers that be didn't like it. So here you go creating something else to enslave it. And I think that's just forever how it is. Something is created and enslaved. And something sets it free. Something is created and enslaved. And something sets it free. Like, is that what this is? But yeah, I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love all my Love Meesh podcast listeners. LM Pod, Love Meesh Pod. The Love Meech Pod Tribe. I got to come up with a name for you guys. That's what I'm going to put on a name. What would be a good name for our tribe? I do want to do merch so bad. I want to do like a shirt, a hat, coffee mug, a diary. Like I just, again, I have these ideas. I wish I could hire somebody that would listen to my ideas and just do them. Like, okay, Jamisha, your journals are out. Okay, Jamisha, your coffee mugs are out. Because I have the ideas, but it's that doing part. Lord have mercy. It's that doing part. And maybe it'll be my soulmate. Like, babe, I got you. Just give me the ideas. I got you. I have them. And then it'd be like, write the book. Okay, now I get on KDP Kindle. And I'm like, what? How do you do this? Oh. And it's just like, oh, my God. But I guess I can learn that like I learned everything else. But I will catch you guys on part two, okay? Talk to you later. Bye. Namaste, lovaste, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. I love you. Talk to you later.